Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you haven't heard the music, it must be because you're not listening. What music? The song first sung over the fields of Bethlehem as angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." The traditional French carol puts it, "Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echoing their joyous strains, Gloria in excelsis Deo." Who would have thought about a choir of angels on that dark night long ago? Life had gone on day after day, year after year, decade after decade, and then suddenly, catching us unaware, the sky lit up with a heavenly light and angels appeared, not a few either, a great company of them, says Luke. Hey friend, if you haven't heard the music, it may be because the song has been drowned out by a cacophony of competing songs such as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the 12 Days of Christmas. It isn't easy to catch the tune. I mean the original one, which started this whole business of Christmas. By and large today, we've lost the original score. It has been pushed aside and neglected. No wonder kids really don't know what Christmas is about. But so much for the negative. Here's the question. How do you hear the music? First, turn off the radio, at least not right now, but later, and the TV and the noise and din of traffic, and go out and look up at the starry hosts of heaven. Back at creation, way back in the beginning, there was singing and joy as God spread the stars across the universe. Only a very short distance from the place where the original composition was sung in shepherd's fields at Bethlehem, David wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the worth of his hands." David talked about the harmony of creation and the voice of creation going to the ends of the world. Wow, talk about music. You can't focus on the stars of heaven without thinking of him who put them there, understanding that you are of far greater value to him than inanimate objects in space. Now, get the score of the Bethlehem song, the one the angels sang announcing the birth of Jesus. I don't know how much of a musician he was, but Luke, the writer of the second gospel, is the one who recorded it for us. Here's what he said. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.'" When I hear a song for the first time, I usually hum the tune to myself and get it fixed in my mind. If the music is written, I sight-read the melody and get a feel for what it sounds like. Do the same with the Bethlehem melody. If you haven't heard the music, it's likely that you haven't been listening. Heads up and listen. You can still hear the music. It's a symphony of joy, one we desperately need today.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.